And welcome back to another edition of Biz Talk. You're listening to Biz Talk this morning on WHBY. My name is Tony Bush in the studio this morning with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Another beautiful winter day, nice and warm and
balmy, rainy.
And,
balmy.
Yeah, just beautiful out there.
We have a great show for you this morning. Our guest is Jeff Scheffler. Jeff is responsible for the government-guaranteed loan programs at Associated Bank, who's a sponsor of our program. And we invite you to listen this morning and call in with any questions you might have about how to structure loans, how do you approach a bank, how do SBA loans work, what are the benefits of SBA lending.
Right.
And, Randy, as you know, the SCORE chapter is affiliated with the SBA organization.
Right.
We were started like back in the 60s, and SBA goes back to the 50s, I think.
Yeah, SCORE is about 47 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And, we were designed as an affiliate, mm-hmm. not a direct government agency. We're still a nonprofit organization,
mm-hmm.
but we do work very closely with the SBA
mm-hmm.
and, of course, with all the SBA lenders trying
right.
to do what we can to help make sure that the people get to them with the right stuff.
And that's why we're so happy to have Jeff in the studio with us this morning. We'll be getting to Jeff in a minute, but we want to thank you again for tuning in this morning. Biz Talk is brought to you each weekend by the SCORE chapter, the Fox City SCORE chapter. Our offices are located at the Chamber Building on North Superior Street in Appleton. We service an 8-county area going from Appleton down to Oshkosh and into Fond du Lac, and we'll be talking about Fond du Lac in just a moment. Our chapter consists of about 40 volunteers who provide expertise in their areas. We have folks who are retired and some folks who aren't retired.
Right.
People in the legal profession, accounting, banking, intellectual properties.
Some of us in marketing.
Marketing.
Different areas.
Computers.
And,
social networking.
IT, IP.
Yep.
We can do all the acronyms you want.
Every one of them. We've got them all. But if you're a business owner who's looking to get past an issue or take advantage of an opportunity that might be coming your way, or if you're an individual or a husband and wife team or a couple of partners who want to start a business, please consider using the SCORE chapter as a referral or reference anyway for gaining some knowledge and gaining some inspiration as to how to start your business or maybe get past that problem.
Right.
You can learn about the SCORE chapter at foxcities.score.org.
Yeah, one of the things to remind everybody, too, is that all of the mentoring that you receive from SCORE, all of the consulting and mentoring that you receive is free.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great opportunity to take advantage of an excellent, excellent resource.
And in addition to that, we are always looking for good mentors. We're looking to expand our ability to bring those services to the business community, as I mentioned, in 8 counties, and we're looking at building up our Fond du Lac office right now. We have just a couple of folks down there, and we're looking to maybe establish a stronger presence in the Fond du Lac area with mentors. So if you're listening to this broadcast and you feel like you'd like to give back to the community after you've worked so many years in business, whether you're retired or not, please consider volunteering as a person to assist the SCORE chapter. And again, you can find out more about that at foxcities.score.org.
Right. Just a side note on that, if you are in the Fond du Lac area, Green Lake, Marquette, Washera County areas, and are interested in thinking about becoming a SCORE mentor and helping your other businesses, we are looking at doing a meeting down there sometime within the next 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have an interest, please contact us. We'll put you on the list for that meeting
mm-hmm.
and get together with you so you can find out what it's all about to become a mentor.
Yep, you can contact us again at foxcities.score.org or contact the Chamber office, ask for the SCORE office, and you can contact them at 920-734-7101. Once again, 734-7101. Well, we would like to thank the sponsors who help bring the program to you each week. Those sponsors include Associated Bank, and I mentioned earlier that Jeff Scheffler is a vice president there. He's going to be joining us in a few minutes. We also want to thank Alberts and Haling CPAs, located in Appleton and Green Bay, for helping to sponsor a program, and Lakeview Credit Union, 3 offices, 2 in Neenah, 1 in Appleton. A special thank you to Hurling Clark Law Firm for bringing a legal perspective to the SCORE program. And also a special thank you to Business News for helping to promote our radio program in their biweekly periodical called Business News. If you're not subscribed to it, for $20 a year, you can be subscribed to Business News. Comes out every 2 weeks, but it presents you with a lot of good, helpful information about what's going on in the business community in East Central Wisconsin. And a final thank you to eBiz Results for helping to support our SCORE BizTalk website, biztalkwithscore.com. So if you have any questions for our guest this morning, you can call us. I'll give out those numbers in a moment. Or you can send Randy an email. He's got his laptop all fired up at biztalkwithscore.com. Shoot us an email, and we'll be able to respond to that email right on the air. So we are getting pretty literate in terms of the technology and social media and so on.
Yeah, yeah. Us guys who've been doing this for a while, we're figuring out which buttons to push, you know.
Yeah, we is LinkedIn now, right?
Yeah, hey.
We is LinkedIn.
So anyway,
Randy, tell us about some of the things that are coming up. SCORE not only does the mentoring, but we have some seminars and some things coming up as well.
Right. We are going to be coming up again with another most popular program starting in January, and that is the Simple Steps program. It's a five-class program. It'll be starting on January the 17th. That'll be a morning session from 8:30 until noon. It'll include lunch. And what it covers is basically, are you interested in becoming an entrepreneur? What's it involved in starting a business? Really the basics that you need to know. That program will be at the Copper Rock, which is a coffee shop right downtown Appleton. And as I said, that's January 17th.
That's the first of five.
It's $25, and you can register for that program online.
Right.
At our website.
Yep.
Then after that, we will have four additional programs. They will begin in February, on the 6th of February, and each Thursday night, Wednesday night thereafter, they run from 6 until 9. We would ask that you be there about 5:30 so we can get you registered, and those also are $25. For a total of $125, you get the whole package.
And those four topics are?
The topics include business concepts. In other words, do I need to be a partnership, an LLC?
What am I? Sole proprietor.
Right. What am I? Marketing plans. It also includes financial projections, and it includes funding sources, which leads into what we're going to be doing today, is talking about SBA and different types of lending.
And this is, what, our fifth time doing this?
This will be our fifth one, and we've been very, very popular. We've got a number of people who've attended who are now starting their businesses.
Right.
I've got one gentleman I just met with yesterday who's going to be kicking off his program as of the end of January. So a lot of people have been really, really successful in putting their business plan together through this program.
What else we have coming up?
Well, a reminder, too, for all the veterans out there.
Right.
If you are looking to attend any of the SCORE programs, you have the opportunity through what is called the Veterans Fast Launch Initiative through SCORE. If you go out to our national website, score.org, you can find information about it. And what it does is it allows you to attend any and all of the programs that we have for free. So the $125, you get a coupon, turn that in at the first session, and you can attend all five sessions as a veteran for free.
And if you've served recently in Afghanistan or Iraq or anything, or if you served with Randy in the Civil War, you can still get your certificate and come.
Right. There's no restriction on it. As long as you are a veteran, if you know what a DD-214 is, go right ahead, raise your hand, and come on
down.
And
it's not a destroyer.
No. So, it's special for us.
You also have a special community thing going on, Randy.
I'm involved with it, and thank you for the opportunity to mention it. I'm involved with the Y Service Club here in the Valley, and we have a Christmas tree sale program that goes on. We have a tree lot out in front of Festival Foods on Northland Avenue. We invite you to stop by Saturday, Sunday. It's a good time to do that this particular weekend. We have some beautiful trees, both balsams and Fraser's, and all of the proceeds are for the Y Youth Services. So anything that we have goes directly to the Y. So invite you out there. We'll be open from 9 until 5 today and tomorrow. And then we're also open from 2 until 8 every night.
It's a great cause. So if you're looking for a real Christmas tree, go out to the Wise Men's Trees.
No, it's the Wise Service Club. Careful.
Wise Men's. Wasn't it the Wise Men's?
It always was the Wise Men. We've been doing this for over 60 years.
Yeah.
And, but we have a lot of ladies who are involved in the program as
well.
Okay. So we are equal opportunity offenders when it comes to
But it's at the Festival Food Store parking lot on Northland Avenue.
Correct.
Great. Okay. Well, thanks, Randy. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll begin our conversation with Jeff Scheffler from Associated Bank. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Now, welcome back to BizTalk this morning. Again, my name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer, and we're going to start a conversation now with an exciting gentleman who is very, very good and very knowledgeable about SBA guaranteed loans and business lending. His name is Jeff Scheffler. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Tony.
Tell us a little bit about your background. How long have you been at Associated Bank, and what is your responsibility at Associated Bank, Jeff?
Sure, happy to. I've been with Associated Bank nearly 14 years now. I started as a credit analyst in the commercial lending department in Green Bay, and in 2001 transferred to the Fox Valley region because I was living in Appleton at the time, and came up through the ranks in the credit department and was a commercial relationship manager for Associated Bank for a few years. And back in 2007, had the opportunity to ascend to my current position as vice president and government guaranteed lending program manager for the bank. That title, albeit a bit long, simply means that I'm responsible for delivery of all government guaranteed loan programs throughout Associated Bank's three-state footprint. Mm-hmm. And when we say government guaranteed lending, 99% of the time we're talking about the U.S. Small Business Administration. But we also have knowledge, working knowledge, and help our lenders deliver USDA guaranteed loans through the rural development. And as well, we do have some familiarity with WIDA, the state programs mm-hmm. here in Wisconsin, as well as other state programs in Illinois and Minnesota, which is our three-state footprint.
Okay. Mm-hmm. By the way, I just wanted to congratulate you and Associated Bank for being named the top SBA lender in the state of Wisconsin for the eighth year in a row. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. Outstanding job.
Thank you. It doesn't happen by accident. We're very actively looking for ways to say yes to credit applications or credit requests that don't fit our conventional policy and figure out another way to deliver that credit. And some astute listeners out there may see a list in the Business Journal that shows Wisconsin Business Development Finance Corp has doing 302 SBA loans this year. They just basically put all the 7A and 504 lenders in the same bucket and stack ranked them, so it looks like we're number two. Mm-hmm. But we actually did the most units, not the most dollars, which is how the rankings are mm-hmm. Come out. So thank you for that, Randy. It's mm-hmm. It's our pleasure to be able to deliver that amount of credit to Wisconsin's yep. small businesses.
And, Jeff, we'd also like to say thank you to you and Associated Bank for your strong continued support of the SCORE chapter here in the Valley. Associated Bank has been a good resource for the SCORE chapter, and we really appreciate all the support that you and the folks at Associated Bank provide to the SCORE chapter. So thanks for that.
You're welcome. And Randy mentioned simple steps getting started in January. Again, just give us a call when you're ready to do the loan or the lending
absolutely.
Class on that. We've been involved at least the last two times.
Yep.
My colleague, Becky Schneider, has done a great job
yep.
Helping the class members understand exactly what's needed to apply for credit.
Well, you're
if you have a question for Jeff, I'd like to give out the phone numbers quickly,
sure.
Randy.
Yep.
If you'd like to call in and ask Jeff a question about SBA loan or commercial loan in general or the process, give us a call at 281-1150, if you're in Appleton. If you're outside the Appleton area, call us on the TDS Metricom toll-free line at 1-866-887-1150.
Now, Jeff, yeah, you just mentioned, you know, the Simple Steps program. We're just putting together our programs for 2013, and one of the special topics we're looking at doing is going to be basically where do you get the money, and which will hopefully will be a panel discussion between people from your organization and the other organizations as well involved with lending throughout the mm-hmm. area, so we can talk to people about right. Conventional lending as well as equity financing. Crowdfunding, all different types of things. So we'll definitely keep you busy as far as being
support. We'll be using his resources.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff, a quick question for you, getting back to what you mentioned about your role at the bank and directing the government guaranteed loan programs for all the lenders and coordinating all those things for Associated. What is the difference for the borrower out there who's looking at borrowing money for their business, whether it's a startup or an existing firm looking to grow? What is the difference between an SBA guaranteed loan and a traditional bank commercial loan? What are the fundamental differences?
That's a good question, and thanks for asking. I think, for the most part, we try to make it as transparent as,
right.
as possible.
Right.
Many times, the borrower doesn't really know it's an SBA guaranteed loan, and I'm not saying we're hiding anything, but the paperwork that's involved these days, the SBA has worked extremely hard over the past several years to simplify and streamline mm-hmm. their loan program processes. And so today, there's just a few extra pieces of paper to sign by the borrower at the closing table at the funding day. Prior to that, it's the same as applying for a traditional, conventional, non-SBA guaranteed loan.
Now, Associated Bank, like many others in our Fox Valley area, are preferred lenders, and that means basically they can approve the loan internally, and they can put the guarantee, they can commit the SBA to a guarantee without shipping it off to the SBA.
That's exactly right. And because of that certification, that preferred or that delegated authority certification, it allows us to be much more responsive and move more quickly to the closing or the funding table than an institution that doesn't have that certification. And so that is it's a competitive advantage for those institutions here in the Fox Cities and across Wisconsin that have that certification. And those institutions that don't, it's not a dead end. They just have to send it into the SBA to have it approved.
I've often heard people, business owners, say, well, I don't want the government looking over my shoulder for everything I do. I'm not interested in SBA guaranteed loan. Can you respond to that, Jeff?
Yeah, it's an urban legend. It's an urban myth. It's a sometimes I use the word a myth conception about the program. That's not true. The SBA, working with us at Associated Bank as a delegated authority lender, the SBA never sees any financial statements, any paperwork before that loan is booked and closed and funded. Mm-hmm. And during the life of the loan, they may not see other financial information either. The SBA does not come knocking on your door asking for updated financial statements or to see your personal financial statement. Okay. You are working directly with your financial institution, Associated Bank and many others, and it's a small business lending relationship between the institution and you. We run the interference, if you will, between the business owner and the U.S. Small Business Administration, that federal agency.
Okay. Now, when a business owner takes out a business loan and it's an SBA guaranteed loan, there's a cost to that. There's a guarantee fee that SBA receives, and that's a tiered fee. And that can be looked at as a negative. That's a reason not to do an SBA loan. But let's talk about that, Jeff, and then counter that with what are the benefits to the borrower for doing SBA loans.
Yeah, so think of that SBA guarantee fee as a pay-for-play scenario. If you want to have access to credit on terms not otherwise available, which is where I'm going with the benefits, there's a cost to doing that. The SBA is a non-subsidized federal program. The fees that the borrowers pay help to support the program. And so the benefits of that fee are for term credit or installment credit loans, you'll have no balloon payment structure. So if it's a 10-year amortization, 10-year amortizing loan, you will have a 10-year maturity date on your promissory note. In a conventional non-SBA guaranteed scenario, you may have a 3-year commitment from the bank. Okay. And so you're opening yourself up to the risk of non-renewal without that government guarantee. So the guarantee allows the bank to commit to your small business for a longer period of time.
That's a big difference.
Oh, yeah. The other thing on term credit, on a conventional loan, you'll absolutely, in this day and age, you'll have a prepayment penalty that will last the life of the loan. With the SBA program, only if your loan is longer than 15 years will you have a prepayment penalty. And even if your loan, say, is 20 years, the prepayment penalty only exists for the first 3 years. And it's a declining prepayment penalty even during that first 3 years.
And you have to prepay more than 20%. You have to be impacted.
Actually, 25%. You have to prepay more than 25% of what's due for the prepayment penalty to even kick in.
Okay.
And then in the first year, it would be 5%, then 3%, 1%. And in the fourth year, no more.
And then another benefit, I believe, is that with an SBA guarantee, the bank can usually extend the amortizations longer than a traditional loan.
Yeah, we like to use useful life of equipment as the litmus test for that amortization or that term period. And we, again, we match that. There's no balloon payment structure. So if the useful life is 12 and a half years, we can do a 12 and a half year term.
Okay. And one more point, Jeff, is the SBA has a program where the guarantee is in place. Can the guaranteed portion be sold in a secondary market?
Yeah, many participating lenders have the ability to sell the guaranteed portion into the secondary market. And for that, generally the borrower will receive a long-term fixed rate. So on a 20-year real estate loan, they may get a 20-year fixed rate on the sold portion.
Yep.
The bank retains the unguaranteed portion, so in many cases it's a 75-25 split. 75% is guaranteed and sold off, 25% is retained by the bank, and all the servicing is retained by your financial institution. Even if you sell the loan in the guaranteed market to get that long-term fixed rate, you still make your payment to your local institution, and you service it through the institution.
And that's a very important thing for people to understand and to know, is that who you're dealing with. It isn't a case where 15 minutes after the loan you end up chasing the paperwork. So that's a great thing for people who are looking for some consistency in their lives.
Exactly right. With that, we're going to have to take a break quickly. We'll come back on the other side, continue our conversation with Jeff. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And we're back. You're listening to Biz Talk. This morning we're talking with Jeff Scheffler, Vice President of Government Guaranteed Loans at Associated Bank, and we had a great first segment talking about SBA loans. If you have a question for Jeff, please give us a call at 281-1150. 281-1150, and if you're outside Appleton, you can reach us at 1-866-887-1150. Randy, you have a question for Jeff.
Just something, a lot of people today are wondering, what is the availability of lending, of loans right now? We hear the stories that the banks are flush, that business has a lot of cash. What's going on? Is there availability? Are there funds available?
Yeah, no, I think many institutions, and you can probably read the the WBA publications, most institutions are very flush with cash right now because most businesses are flush with cash. As we come out of the Great Recession into 2010 and 11, businesses are still trying to find some firm footing. They're trying to figure out whether investing in that new CNC machine for their manufacturing plant will actually deliver the revenue that they're hoping for. Sometimes it's more about equipment just becoming obsolete. It's not efficient anymore. Maybe it's not a revenue play, but maybe it's a cost play to create efficiency, to reduce overhead, and therefore create profitability. But we are seeing that businesses are tentative. I don't want to say they're not borrowing because we're lending and every other institution is lending, but we're not lending at the same rates yet that we were back in 2005, 6, and 7.
Okay. What do you think is going to have to happen to get that thing to break loose? And I don't want to get political.
Yeah, no.
That was the worst question I could probably ask.
Hail Mary,
and
full
not
grace,
be so. Not be political, but
no, I think that we're going to need to see some way forward on the fiscal cliff. I think taxation is one of those big items that are in business owners' minds.
Huge.
I think health care costs are another thing that they're all wondering about, and how will that impact their bottom line. And all of those things put together with the European economy and just the general economy here in America, again, I think it's going to take some time before there's a lot of firm footing out there.
Mm-hmm. And to that point, Jeff, I read somewhere a couple years ago that the Fortune 500 and the Inc. 500 companies, those top 500 companies, you add them up, there's 1,000 companies. About 60-some percent of them started in a very bad economic time. It was either a serious recession or a very bad cycle, downturn. And these are times of opportunity in the long term. They're difficult to get through. They weed out some weak players out there, banks included.
Yeah.
But, boy, if you can get through this, you can come through it, you have an opportunity to grow.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Tony, we continue to see applications for business acquisition or change of ownership credit applications every single week in our institution. Mm-hmm. There's somebody that's out there that's looking to perhaps buy a competitor who has fallen by the wayside, or they're looking to start their own. There are still people out there with enough entrepreneurial spirit that they want to launch, and they feel now is a great time to launch.
Yep.
And we stand there as a commercial bank with non-SBA guaranteed and SBA guaranteed products to serve that need.
Jeff, let's get back to SBA loans for a moment. We talked a little bit before the program about what do you look at when someone walks in the doors and they're talking about a business loan? In terms of SBA guaranteed loans, what's eligible and what isn't? And what are the credibility or creditworthiness factors you're looking at?
So one of the first things we do is try to understand the business's business.
Right.
So the operation, what do they do? One of the first questions we would want to determine from an SBA perspective, for-profit or nonprofit?
Mm-hmm.
Because nonprofit businesses are not eligible for SBA lending. So that's one of the first things we want to find out. And then the SBA, in their standard operating procedure, has a list of ineligible businesses. Some are defined by the NAICS code, their industry classification code. And so we do a very quick review to determine. Because if they come into us and they say, I want an SBA loan, which happens, it happens every month, we have someone call up and say, I've heard about you, you're a top lender, and I want an SBA loan. Do you really? I mean, we get to the bottom of the fact. Some people don't need an SBA loan,
right,
even though they've heard we're a great SBA lender. So we don't just throw it on every loan. We try to be diligent about using that program.
Right.
So when someone comes in, there's a few initial eligibility things that we go through, and then it really we start looking at it from a creditworthiness
right.
perspective. We look at their financial statements, both their annual and interim statements. We look at their personal financial statement, tax returns, obviously, to see what is their repayment ability. How liquid are they? How much leverage is in their balance sheet? Have they had increasing revenue? Have they had decreasing gross margin? Have they been profitable? All of those things. Then we assess character. How do they handle their personal credit?
Right.
What's their personal credit score? Because when we're talking about small business, everyone out there, I think, understands that it's very difficult to separate the corporation, the LLC, the S corp, from the, you know, from Bob Jones, the uh-huh. business owner.
Mm-hmm.
They're very much one and the same. It's a closely held. And so personal credit and how they've handled that is a leading indicator of how they might handle business credit.
Jeff, what is the criteria for SBA regarding collateral? If a business owner comes into the bank and wants to borrow some money and the character passes muster and the cash flow analysis passes muster, but they're really short on collateral, I've heard that SBA has in their standard operating procedures that a credit cannot be declined for a lack of collateral.
And that's exactly right. It can't be declined for credit solely
for collateral,
reasons. Yeah. And that's important. The SBA stands there as a bridge between credit need and loan policy right at the bank to help bridge some of those chasms or those gaps that might exist in that that business's characteristics. You talk about the five C's of credit, and collateral is one of them. But with the SBA, we don't have to look first at collateral. It's not an asset-based lending program.
Correct.
It is a cash flow lending program.
Correct.
Yeah, you know, one of the we were just talking a little bit earlier about the things for veterans and so on. And there's a lot of different SBA programs. Where do they come in line when it comes to talking about veterans?
Yeah.
Are they helping?
Yeah. So first, I would just say, Randy, anyone who's interested in knowing more, go to www.sba.gov.
That's a great site.
www.sba.gov.
Great site.
And click through their loan program information. But to your question specifically, Randy, there's a Patriot Express program that can handle credit needs from $0 to $500,000. The Patriot Express program is very easy to work with. It has the word express in the name, and therefore it means the paperwork is streamlined. The application to closing process is very quick.
Okay.
We turn those Patriot Express loans around in within 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
If the borrower is prepared, it can be turned around in a week if there's not real estate involved and you don't need an appraisal or environmental due diligence. So that former military person or someone who's in a TAP, a transition assistance program, they're coming out of the military. They can apply for that program. They need their DD 214 that
okay.
you mentioned earlier today.
Yeah.
They need to be honorably discharged to be eligible. It's for startups. It's for existing businesses. It's for revolving credit. It's for term credit. And it can be used for debt refinance, purchase real estate, purchase equipment, inventory, permanent working capital. Basically, everything you would do or need as a small business owner that program can deliver.
Okay. I'd like to give the number out real quick, Randy.
Yeah.
If you have a question for Jeff on veterans loans or any of these loans we're talking about, give us a call at 281-1150, 281-1150, or give us a call at 1-866-887-1150.
My next question was going to be, what kind of dollars are we talking about on this Express Loan program?
Up to $500,000.
Up to $500,000. Okay, so there is funding.
What's the guarantee portion on that, Jeff?
Small loans from zero to $150,000 would have 85% guarantee for the bank, which is a benefit for the bank.
Right.
And loans over $150,000 would have a 75% guarantee.
Right.
So, again, we already talked this morning about the benefits for the borrower, longer amortization, no balloon payment structure, lower prepayment penalties, and decreasing prepayment penalties over the life of the loan. There's a benefit for the institution, and that is basically loan insurance.
Right.
The SBA stands there to share in a loss should the business fail. And I think everyone out there needs to understand that personal guarantees are required and that, you know, all collateral needs to be pledged.
Right.
We talked about collateral. We wouldn't decline on collateral. We can do under-collateralized lending. But if there is collateral there, the SOP, the standard operating procedures, it has to be pledged.
And you can have too much collateral.
Yeah.
Some individuals might have too much liquidity and would not be eligible for SBA.
That's right. Because it's a federal program, it's because it's designed to help those who can't get access to credit under normal terms. There is a rule that we have to look at an individual guarantor's or the business owner's personal liquidity. And for small loans, it's something like this. If a business needed $200,000 of credit, they could have up to $400,000 of liquidity on their personal balance sheet.
But that doesn't include a retirement account, right?
Does not include equity in real estate, does not include retirement accounts.
Okay. So I think with that, we're going to take our last break before the end of the program. We'll come back on the other side, wrap it up with Jeff. I'll give out the numbers when we come back. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to BizTalk. We're in our final segment this morning. If you have any questions, please give us a call at 281-1150. We have a few minutes left. You could get a call in if you'd like to call. Jeff Scheffler is our guest this morning. We've been talking about government-guaranteed loans, Associated Bank doing those loans, and basically some really good information on the veterans programs and so on. So give us a call at 281-1150 or call us at 1-866-887-1150.
All righty.
Jeff, before the break, we talked a little bit about some of the things that Associated Bank is doing. Give us your contact information, if you would, please, if someone would like to contact you next week and talk to you one-on-one or a representative.
Yeah, absolutely. Give me a call at Associated Bank at 727-8415. That's a direct line. Rings directly to my office. You know, there's no gatekeeper to go through.
I didn't have my pen handy. I'm sorry, Jeff. What was that number?
727-8415.
Thanks.
I just also wanted to mention we talked a little bit about the Patriot Express program. The SBA has a plethora of programs available designed to meet the needs of a multitude of clients out there. They have programs for exporters. They have small exporter programs and big exporter programs. Small would be up to $350,000. Large would be up to $5 million. The SBA has revolving credit available for small loans from zero to 350.
That'd be like a line of credit.
Absolutely. A line of credit to cover working capital, inventory, accounts receivable, account payable, needs, short-term working capital, revolving, meaning each month you build for the interest expense on that line. You can pay down when you're flush with cash, draw back up when you have a credit need. And SBA has those programs available from, you know, zero to $5 million. Sophisticated businesses that have borrowing-based certificates. We can work with those on the large ones. Those businesses that don't have a borrowing base or don't fill that out already for their financial institution, we can work with those as well. So it's term credit, you know, it's installment for equipment and real estate acquisition, and it's revolving lines of credit, and it's that working capital that really is the oxygen in that business engine.
Mm-hmm.
It's either the oxygen or the gas, but it's the spark that gets that business moving forward.
Now, Jeff, this morning we've been talking about the SBA programs and a lot of good information about that. We've primarily been talking about the 7A guaranteed loan program, but there's also the 504 program.
Yeah, there's also the 504 and micro lending, but let's focus on 504. For someone out there that's thinking about buying a large piece of capital equipment, or someone who's looking to buy the building that they're currently leasing, or someone who might be looking to do an expansion on the building that they already own, the SBA 504 program is a joint venture between a participating lender and a certified development company, and there are several certified development companies throughout the state of Wisconsin. There's one located in Oshkosh, there's one located in Green Bay, and there's others on the west side of the state and down in Racine. You can go to sba.gov again to find those certified development companies. But the benefit of the program is being able to get into the bond market as a small business owner and being able to get a long-term 20-year fixed rate on up to 40% of the project. And those long-term rates for real estate right now are in the low 4%.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And for equipment, yeah, it's 4.2% on real estate, and they're under 4% for equipment loans. So it's
which would be maybe a 10-year.
Yeah, it'd be a 10-year amortization or a 10-year fixed rate instead of 20. But the 504 program is an awesome opportunity to get some really great long-term fixed rates.
And a long-term benefit to the 504 program on the real estate is it's transferable. If you sell your building to your children or a buyer,
absolutely,
that equities are, that financing is already in place to help the next lender.
It's assumable by the next owner.
Great step. Yep. Great step. Jeff, we're coming up toward the end of our program now, and as is our custom, we ask our guests to leave a biz tip.
Sure.
What's your pearl of wisdom this morning, Jeff?
I don't know if it's a pearl, but it might be just a piece of sand at this point. But I would recommend that everyone take a chance, opportunity during the holiday season to thank your partners who've helped you get there. That could be your financial institution. It could also be your accountant, your attorney, your vendors. Get out there and grip and grin and say thank you. Thanks for a great year and looking forward to 2013.
Thanks, Jeff. Great tip.
You're welcome.
Randy, you got a plug?
Real quick, if you're looking for some beautiful Christmas trees, stop out in front of Festival Foods on Northland Avenue. The Y Service Club has beautiful trees out there. Even though it's a little cloudy today, it's a great day to get out and get a tree.
Thanks, Randy. And again, just a little reminder to all the listening audience, if you are thinking of maybe giving back, if you want to think of a way to help out business owners who are in business or folks who'd like to start a business, and you have experience in business, check out the SCORE chapter. Look us up at foxcities.score.org. Learn about our chapter. Give us a call at 734-7101, 734-7101 here in Appleton. And volunteer. We can always use good volunteers to help those people out there who are looking for help with their businesses. And one last thing. Next week, our guest is going to be Kurt Haling of Alberts and Haling CPAs. That'll be a great program because of the tax cliff. There'll be a lot of tax discussion. So with that, we want to thank you for tuning in this morning. It's been a pleasure talking to you. We'll be talking to you again next week. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.